A man from Alton has been arrested for child molestation. According to the probable cause statement on Wednesday, Taylor Deckard was taken to Oregon County Sheriff's Office and interviewed for suspected child molestation. Deckard was read his rights and was asked about the alleged incident. Deckard admitted that he had inappropriately touched a 13-year-old girl on her chest and buttocks and had kissed her head and lips while she slept. Deckard told the deputy that the incident happened on July 10th and that it had happened before. He also said he knew what he was doing was wrong. The deputy then requested that a warrant be issued for Deckard because he believed that Deckard would not appear on a summons. Judge Stephen Prevett then issued the warrant charging Deckard with third-degree child molestation, child less than 14 years old. Deckard's being held without bond. The Missouri Highway Patrol Division of Drug and Crime Control announces the arrest of 36-year-old Shonda Martin of Bunker and 43-year-old Brandy McClanahan of Ellington. Martin and McClanahan were arrested on July 25th for one count each of sexual conduct in the course of public duty after an investigation by the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control. In June of 2022, the Reynolds County Sheriff's Office requested the Highway Patrol investigate allegations that two county employees had engaged in inappropriate sexual contact with an inmate while he was in custody at Reynolds County Jail. An investigation was conducted by the Division of Drug and Crime Control, Troop G Criminal Investigations Unit, and was submitted to the Reynolds County Prosecuting Attorney. On July 25th, a special prosecutor requested by the Reynolds County Prosecuting Attorney formally charged Martin and McClanahan with one count each of sexual conduct in the course of public duty. Martin is currently being held in Dent County Jail with a $5,000 bond. McClanahan is being held in Texas County Jail with a $5,000 bond. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man in Western Douglas County for burglary. On Monday, deputies arrested James Elmer Smith, and he was placed on a 24-hour hold for suspected forgery and stealing. On July 1st, a bank notified a victim that checks were written on their account to a business in Springfield. Investigators obtained video footage of the subject from the Springfield business. Ava police personnel positively identified the suspect from past encounters. A warrant was later obtained for Smith for forgery and stealing with bond set at $25,000 cash only. Smith has 17 prior arrests for forgery and stealing related offenses. A Mountain Home man is being held on $150,000 bond for battery charges. 23-year-old Austin Bryce Helms was arrested Thursday afternoon on charges of first-degree battery, purpose of causing serious physical injury, and for parole violation. He was taken to the Baxter County Detention Center. A man from Plato has been arrested on assault charges. Wednesday, the Texas County Sheriff's Department responded to a domestic assault call on Clover Hill Road in the Plato area. A female there told deputies that she had been choked and a man had stomped on her face, chest, and ribs. 58-year-old Paul Connerney of Plato was arrested. He's charged with second-degree domestic assault and being held in the Texas County Jail on $3,500 bond. A woman from Lakeview, Arkansas, was arrested on drug charges Thursday night. 36-year-old Carrie Lee Sisk was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, scheduled 1 or 2, meth or cocaine, and felony possession of drug paraphernalia. She's being held on $5,000 bond. A 16-year-old girl from Alton was injured in an accident south of Alton Thursday morning. The Highway Patrol reports the girl suffered moderate injuries when she drove off the road and hit an embankment, then overturned the truck she was driving. The accident happened on Highway 19, 4 miles south of Alton. The girl was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. The Baxter County Disaster Recovery Center, which is located at the food bank of North Central Arkansas in Mountain Home, will permanently close on Tuesday, July 30th at 6 p.m. Arkansans in Baxter, Benton, Boone, Fulton, Greene, Madison, Marion, and Randolph counties who were affected by the May 24th through 27th severe weather disaster can still seek assistance at the DRC located in Benton, Arkansas. The Isser County Sheriff's Office has been informed of a scam in the area where people are receiving calls from a person claiming to be with Entergy. The person is telling them they're going to have their power shut off, The caller's even leaving messages if you don't answer, asking you to call back. In cases like this in the past, the caller demands payment by phone. In reality, the caller is not from Energy. They are simply crooks trying to take your hard-earned money. The Greater Area West Plains Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon cutting and open house on Thursday. Chamber Chair Eric Gibson talked about the reason for the move into the new building.
What we wanted to do in moving to this building is we wanted to serve three specific needs. First of all, we needed to be more visible for not only the public at large, but for our business community as well and our members, because we were kind of isolated over there on Jefferson Avenue. We wanted to serve as a one-stop shop for incoming businesses, and with the momentum drive for the downtown area after the city's comprehensive plan, we wanted to also serve as a gateway for the developing downtown area. So we're excited about this business giving us the opportunity to kind of suit all three of those needs.
ACNN asked what they liked about this new location.
Probably the blank canvas that we started with. It was just kind of a gutted building, and we're much more modern than we were, and able to serve our members a little bit better than we were. We'll be starting a phase two renovation in the be the east side of the building that will boast a nonprofit workspace and a community room that nonprofits can have after hours meetings and things like that as well. So I'm a little bit more excited for phase two, I think, than I am phase one.
The new chamber office is located at 397 Jackie D. Garrett Drive. Ozarka College recently held its open house hosted at the Carpenter Technical Center on Thursday. The event was a resounding success, drawing community members eager to explore the college's cutting-edge facilities and engage with the expert team. Participants also had the chance to tour the state-of-the-art workshops, interact with faculty and industry professionals, and learn about the practical skills and certifications offered at Ozarka College. You can learn more about this by going to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.